Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Jason Watkin as my special expert guest. Jason Watkin, CEO of Purica and formulator of Recovery and Immune 7, is an enthusiastic speaker skilled at simplifying and invigorating seemingly confusing information. Jason presents powerful holistic strategies to improve overall wellness and to treat existing conditions, utilizing principles of psychology, philosophy, comparative religion, nutrition, and both natural and allopathic medicine. Purica is a family-owned company based in Duncan, BC, Canada, on beautiful Vancouver Island. The Purica mission is to empower others with tools to recover health and embrace pure spirit. Purica helps others to help themselves by developing cutting-edge organic supplements and by advocating holistic and interdependent living. Good morning, Jason. Welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update.
How are you doing, Corey?
Great. It's great to have you on the line. And maybe you can just give us a bit of a background about Purica, what's in the name, and how your company came to be.
The name is more we like to focus on is thinking of pure focus, pure intention, pure commitment, and then, of course, pure results. Otherwise, you don't really have a company. But results are something that we've really focused on. And the whole idea behind the company, which, by the way, was never really intended to be a company or a product. It was looking at how stress is involved in our lives and how, as we age, our cells don't have the same ability to heal, to receive nutrients, to repair as fast, and what can you do about that? So all the products we actually build in the company have that theme around them of stress is always there. How can you deal with it? What kind of pointers can you give? Are the things that you can give to people that will help them deal with stress? And in the beginning, how it actually started was living in the Netherlands, writing a paper on aging at the cell level, molecular aging, and the pathological basis of connective tissue diseases. So basically, like inflammatory conditions that are breaking us down and how we're aging. And I was running out of money, and my cousin danced for the Royal Dutch Ballet, friends with dancers from all over Europe, all the big ballets, and in Russia. And he said they all want to stay young because they have these young ones trying to replace them all the time. Throughout the year, constant, not like university where it's just one crop comes up all of a sudden. It's constant. And they don't heal as fast. And so the idea was to see if I could give them certain things that would help them heal as if they were a child. And sure enough, they're working with anterior cruciate ligament tear was a big one. And in ballet, it's hyper-stressed, there's eating disorders, trying to make weight classes, people smoke a lot to try to keep their appetite down, yet they're intense athletes still. So we're working with that, and ACL tear, the proof's in the pudding kind of idea, is standard 1 year to recuperate, and generally there's scar tissue, loss of flexion. With the recovery use, which is a prototype at the time in our products, it was 4 to 6 months for some of the dancers, quick, and the type of healing was first intention, ideal healing. So right back to principal kind of positions, but also a lot of inflammatory disorders that were going on, which I think was to do with the hyper-stress environment. They were all clearing up, and their blood parameters were showing that the condition was no longer presenting. So people are getting pretty excited, and the MD said that there should be a product developed out of this. I had run out of money. I was gone broke at the time. I moved back to Canada, and our family's from the horse industry. So my brother got organized with some of the different vets to start trying it with suspensory ligament tear. And sure enough, same type of results the ballet dancers were getting. And what happened then was the vet started telling everybody to share the horse product. So it started human, went to horse, came back to people. And it just took off from there after my brother, after he saw all the results with horses, he had one of the worst cases of eczema that you could see. And he started taking it, and 5 weeks after 10 years of severe eczema, where people thought he had a contagious disease, it totally cleared up. And so my parents put a mortgage on their house, and that's how we started the company.
You know, I'm looking at the word pure in dictionary.com, and it says free from anything of a different, inferior, or contaminating kind, as in pure gold. So would you be happy with that type of description for your Purica products?
That's great. Absolutely. Not willing to sell out.
Fantastic.
Put out the product that you know. Yeah.
Good. So, Jason, that paper that you wrote on aging sounds really interesting. And obviously, that gave you a lot of insight about how to formulate this product called Recovery and what action it might have to sustain the cell and protect it from the damage that is related both to stress and athletic activity and aging. So maybe you could tell us how it works on a cellular level. Now, how does the product interact on a cellular level in regards to trauma to the cell, stress to the cell, the membrane of the cell? Is there any evidence that you have discovered that relates to the impact of recovery on a cellular level?
People with blood sugar difficulties, including diabetics, type 2 diabetics especially, their blood sugar was leveling off by taking the recovery. And not only a little bit, but quite significantly, which tends to prove what we were showing at the start, that we are increasing the ability of a cell to receive insulin and the insulin-like growth factors responsible for repair. So that, long story short, you heal much as if you were a little kid. And animals, I'll give you one last story. A vet went to the World Vet Congress right around the year 2000-2001, heard of a story that a ferret was treated with recovery for lupus, and it totally cleared it up, systemic lupus, not just discoid. The erythrocyte sedimentation was totally normal. They had the ferret running back and forth on the stage in front of vets from all over the world. Well, the one vet was a surgeon who'd been operating for over 20 years. He saw that. I told him it was actually designed for surgery and injury and overtraining for athletes. And he said, could I use it before and after surgery? And I said, yeah, it does not interfere with proper blood clotting. So I saw him about 9 years later, just recently, a couple years ago. He said that he started utilizing it with every single dog and cat, every surgery. He said he would never not use the recovery again. He said they all healed as if they were pups or kittens. But even bigger for him, there was virtually no infection. The flexion scores on joint surgeries were totally normalized afterwards. So it's pretty exciting. It kind of shows that it's not just another supplement that maybe it's helping, maybe it's not. And I know that you, Corey, have taken so many things like myself. Sometimes you just take things because you think they're, you should, but you don't necessarily see an impact. With this is where you really see a strong impact, and it actually helps the absorption of other supplements that you're taking. So it's very beneficial that way as well.
Wow. Now, I've seen the product. I've used the product. In fact, I'm using it right now. I love it. I love the powder because I add that to my protein shake.
Yes.
And I know
Absolutely.
It's in capsule form. So maybe talk about the product itself, how to take it, how much to take, what you've seen in athletes, maybe a maintenance dose, a dosage for acute injury, that kind of thing.
See, if anybody's got a condition they're dealing with or they're really pretty intense athlete and want to train harder and recover faster, I'd say they're working up typically for an adult is 2 to 3 teaspoons a day, and you can take it with your shakes. Just don't take it with milk. You can take it with whey isolates, fine, but milk and soy proteins in the long-term studies we saw for absorptive studies when we worked with the MDs, they were blocking up to 95% of polyphenols. That's the main ingredient in the recovery. It was actually being deleted in the feces. So we tried to say take it before a meal or take it with your shakes without adding milk or yogurt. So take 2 to 3 teaspoons a day. You can go backwards if you want, forwards. You can experiment with the dose. Everybody's different. The capsules, you have to take a lot more capsules. We put out the capsules later because, let's face it, some people just won't take a powder. 5 capsules equals about 1 teaspoon. So you're taking upwards of 10 to 15 caps a day, which some people don't mind, but I find it's so much easier, like you said, to use the powder. Another thing about the powder is it starts to absorb right in the mouth, whereas the capsules don't start absorption until the small intestine. So you really can get more benefits, and it's less expensive that way. And it's easier to integrate into your overall diet, especially for an athlete that's always taking things like protein powders and recovery type drinks and green drinks and things like that. Easy to integrate. Again, the maintenance, like you said, is usually dropping back, and it could be anywhere from 1/3 to 1/2, whatever you're using for your therapeutic dose. Say you had digestive inflammation, colitis, things like that. It works just as well for colitis or breathing issues as it does for musculoskeletal issues because it was made to impact all areas of the body for surgery. If you had a condition you're working with there, it starts to subside, say 2 or 3 months in, and it's the level that you feel is really good, then start dumping back. And you want to actually start dosing it up slowly at the start because anything new that you integrate can result in some little bit of nausea or loose stool, and that's typically within a 2-week period for some people, so it's better to dose slow. you also might find that a dose that's a lot lower than normal works for you just as well, and then it's obviously less expensive for you.
Right.
So that's pretty much the dosing there.
Yeah, excellent. And a lot of athletes are taking glucosamine, different types of it, chondroitin sulfate, MSM. Is this a replacement for all of that?
Yeah, those type of products, what happened in a horse study, I mean, use the horses again because it's the most competitive industry in the world for natural medicine because of racing and things like that. And they're not allowed to use any painkillers, no aspirin, anything, because they know that that could be abused. The horse is not choosing to do it. They're very competitive. And they had a study in the States back in 2003. Vets chose the top 18 products in the world for arthritis, tendonitis, tendinosis, lower back, degenerative joint disease in the neck and lower back. And after the trial was over, they were comparing the products and washing it out, putting on another horse, washing it out, really expensive horses, elite horses, that even when no other product, including huge combination doses of chondroitin, MSM, glucosamine, even when no other product or injection worked to tie the condition, basically, recovery worked in every single horse, 80 to 100% recovery in 3 to 5 weeks. The study actually took longer because they thought that the vets had made a mistake when they did the study on recovery. They said the best performer overall for all those types of things. And again, that's all these types of things you're talking about. They're actually glucosamine hydrochloride, a vegan form. We make everything vegan so that everybody can take everything. We don't have to worry about, well, does it have this in it? There's no wheat products in it. And there's glucosamine hydrochloride. There's some MSM in the base as well. There's betaine, which is also used, betaine hydrochloride, for methylation in the liver cycles. Another really interesting thing touched on there with recovery is that phase one and phase two liver cycles tend to be impacted by a lot of different supplements that we take. Recovery was designed specifically to basically give the liver a break instead of stressing it out. It actually helps give three different cycles in phase two a break so that your liver is actually generating faster, which is so important because in response to growth hormone, your liver is producing the somatotropins, the insulin-like growth factors, that help you build and repair and grow. So recovery can actually help with the anabolic cycles by giving the liver a break. I know it's kind of complicated, but in reality, it's just you give the liver a break, you kick up the anabolic cycles. Again, anything else that you take with it, like vitamin mineral supplements, protein powders, any of these sports nutrition enhancers, it's going to increase the assimilation at the cell membrane level when you take it with recovery. Again, that's probably why a lot of companies promote recovery at the shows, even though it's not their own product, because they know that they can use them together and it enhances the absorption of their product, making it more effective.
Now, I'm looking at the ingredient panel. I'm online right now on your website, and I'm looking at the ingredient panel. So I see, you know, the methyl sulfonyl methane, 1,200 milligrams. This is per teaspoon. You know, the EGCG, you talked about that, the OPCs, the antioxidants. Talk a little bit maybe about the trimethylglycine and the fructooligosaccharides.
You got it. So the fructooligosaccharides from a chicory root, it's an extract that is not hyper-extracted, so it's not quite as sweet as it typically is, and that helps to feed the bifidobacteria in your intestinal tract, which is so important because if you're an intense athlete, you tend to rob things from your digestive tract to increase the glutamine stores in your blood to feed the muscle. This helps to restore a lot of the different digestive tract lining by feeding the bacteria. It also enhances flavor. We use it for that, but that's what its main key use is for the bifidobacteria. The other thing, TMG, trimethylglycine or betaine hydrochloride, that, like I said, is involved in methylation in the liver. It also helps with digestion. And in equine sport, it's the most highly used, DMG and TMG, to reduce lactic acid production in the blood simply because baking soda in equine sport is illegal. So the next best thing is betaine or TMG, which is so important because you can actually work out a lot longer before you go anaerobic. So performance, you can train harder, you can run for longer, different things. That's what TMG is about. And then we have also in the blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, and cranberries are actually grown for a really high anthocyanin content, which helps stabilize and make the blood vessels more effective in your body so you get better circulation in your system. The whole thing was put together, too, that you can use it with any drug. I studied pharmacology as well, and any drug, even Coumadin, which is the blood thinner, it's a risk to integrate even a lot of different supplements with it. Recovery's been used with thousands of patients that are taking Coumadin totally safely, and there's a monograph on the website that actually the doctors have been referring to for 12 years to show all the different drugs, how it can integrate safely.
Yeah, you know, the concept of synergy is coming to mind here for sure. Why did you choose magnesium ascorbate?
And that, originally we had put some zinc in there too, but it caused nausea, even low levels, so I'd say recommending taking zinc. We put the magnesium in there because magnesium, of course, as you know, is one of the most deficient minerals in the North American diet. It's involved in the stress response, which is what our company was really targeted at the start, was how we react to stress. Even if we're irritated or worried, we're invoking stress responses, which are catabolic and breaking down your body, making you age faster. So magnesium was integrated to give the adrenal glands a better positioning for producing the stress hormones, but also we utilized it so that we could increase the phosphorylating ability, phosphorylating vitamins, to make them active, which is huge in the body. I believe it's magnesium dependent. In the brain, it's zinc dependent. So I always recommend if people could take zinc, especially if they're on different vegetarian diets that are deficient in it. So magnesium is going to kick up your ability to activate the vitamins and minerals that you're taking in your diet and that you're taking by supplement. So that's why we added the magnesium. And the vitamin C, just because we don't produce it, we need elevated levels, just like some other animals, especially when we're in performance sport.
Are there any contraindications? Is there anybody that shouldn't take the product?
Yeah, and we found that in the 12 years that it's been out, working with serious conditions and different drugs that are really quite serious, we have not found any contraindications whatsoever. The only thing we do recommend is when somebody has a sensitive digestive tract, to start slowly at the start. Otherwise, they could experience some of the nausea that comes with it. But other than that, the monograph shows to you, it's been integrated with all the different heart medications, the narcotic for pain, the called disease-modifying anti-rheumatic drugs like methotrexate, penicillamine. It's been integrated with all the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, the corticosteroids. As a matter of fact, when you integrate it with certain drugs, a lot of the painkillers are quite toxic to the body, and they've been able to either reduce the patient's dosage quite significantly, working with the doctor, or take them right off the different drugs. And that's why I don't want on the radio right now, I don't want going off some of the pain medications, for instance, like corticosteroids. If you go off too fast, it can actually be lethal. But in the long run, a lot of chronic pain conditions are either using just recovery or minimal drug dosing.
Yeah, that's incredible. What a fantastic product. So that's your primary functional product, recovery, and that's in what, health food stores? Do gyms carry it? Is it in pharmacies in Canada also?
Yeah, health food stores, pharmacies, gyms, and then we have the whole veterinary sector, which goes, and it's also in different natural doctors and certain medical clinics, and then there's the veterinary side that is in veterinarians and pet stores and things like that.
Before the interview, we were talking about Colgan on Salt Spring. Maybe you can share that story, because a lot of our grads and students and members know Colgan. Of course, he's my chief medical consultant and mentor and friend. So talk about that story, if you don't mind.
Yeah, that's a recent story, and that's quite good. We ran into Michael's wife, Leslie, and the place that we're at wanted to introduce us, and she knew that I was from a company, and she thought that maybe I would be trying to sell our product, because everybody's probably trying to do that all the time. And I said, no, I just wanted to say hi. And she asked if there's anything that new. And I said, do you have any animals? We knew that they had horses. Any horses that are suffering? She said, yeah, one is actually quite a problem. And I believe they were either going to have to put it down because it was having so much struggles, or it was never going to be ridden again. So she said she tried all these different things and nothing had worked. Everything they have access to, everybody's trying to get them things. So they took the product in the end, the recovery, and I guess in a few weeks they were riding the horse again and riding it like it really didn't have issues. So I guess Michael had been suffering from a serious shoulder problem that I believe, like I said, he was enough to have shoulder surgery. He was utilizing painkillers. Nothing else was working. And he saw what it did in the horse, so he tried it for himself, and sure enough, he was able to get off all the painkillers and no more shoulder surgery. So he gave us a stellar success story on the website.
Well, that's not bad. That's great. Now, you came across his work, and you've read, I'm sure, many of his books. So how did this thing start off from the world of animals? Did it move towards athletes first, or did you target just regular health food store consumers?
Yeah, what happened first was it still wasn't actually a product. It started with the ballet dancers in Europe, which are an intense athlete, and they do a lot of things to abuse themselves to make weight, especially the women, like eating disorders. So it's, and they smoke a lot to try to keep their appetite down, yet they're performing and training all day long. It's intense. So they were a perfect group to start with. Then when we came back, we don't have a lot of money in our family to start off, so we started with horses. The vets, it was still a prototype product. We weren't actually selling it, really. The vets started telling everybody to take it because they knew that right off the bat, even when we were tiny, we were manufacturing as if everything we made was human pharmaceutical kind of standards with airtight rooms and everything like that. So it started ballet dancers, went to horses, then came back to humans, and then we had to quickly put a human product out. We were hoping to wait a few years to get all the results with the veterinary world, but it went out quickly, and it went into pharmacies and natural doctors and different clinics and health food stores really quickly. And now it's people purchase it is in health food stores and gyms and a lot of the sports nutrition centers. That's the primary place to get it.
Oh, that's fantastic. And, of course, everybody can get to your website at purica.com. for more insight, information, and details, which is excellent. You've got a great website, by the way. I also noticed here that you've got an extra strength form of recovery.
Yes, that is actually the real form. We went through a state for about 5 years when before there was a natural health products direct, it was either food or drug. And too many different doctors were talking about the blood scores changing with autoimmune disease and different things like that, which raised us in the radar years ago. So they listed recovery as a drug, and they made us take different things out of it, like magnesium, vitamin E, different nutricol components couldn't be mixed with such and such. So we had to break up the product, and then about a year later, they said now it wasn't a drug. And then a little bit after, we were able to put things together, but it was confusing. We didn't want to try and bring back a product. We didn't know how, and then we thought, why don't we bring back the original real product and call it Extra Strength, because people like Extra Strength. So the real product is actually the Extra Strength. The regular strength is the one that we had to compromise for a few years until it was able to be called a natural health product.
Well, now that raises a concern or an issue or a matter of debate. What's your opinion about how NHPs are regulated in this country?
I think it's really interesting, and I saw what happened in Germany when basically a lot of the pharmaceutical industry ended up buying up the health industry because of the regs that were set in there, and it's really quite strict. Here it's become just about as strict. I think Australia and Canada are behind Germany. They're the most heavily regulated, I believe. And there's some positives when you think about export, because now we're considered the best quality because it's government regulated. People just assume that. But it's caused a real bottlenecking of products right now, and a lot of companies had to shut down because they couldn't meet the GMP standards. For the consumer, I'd say, at least you have a lot of safeguards and you know what's being produced. And there's a lot of testing. It's cost a lot of money. For the companies, it's been a heavy transition because it's a lot more money to spend on a lot of different things. I'm kind of on the fence with both. It took us 7 years to get our first NPN with recovery, and it cost us a lot of money. We are not changing our prices to make the consumer pay for that when people are buying it, but I know that other companies have had to do that, and that's been a trying time for the general public. For regulations, I'd say it has upped the ante. For us, it didn't change a lot because we were already doing all that testing before. We had to because we were going in the sector and things like that. But watching what it's done in the health industry, I'm sure you can see it's been a little bit of a heavy ride for a lot.
Yeah, no doubt. There's a lot of background information and stuff that goes on that the consumer has no idea of. You know, a lot of innocent bystanders that are taken down as collateral damage.
Absolutely.
And that is absolutely unforgivable. So, you know, I don't really have mixed feelings. I know my position and I know their position. I kind of see it in us and in them. I don't really see us working together, although they've kind of created that little NHP directorate as a halfway house, almost for drug addicts to go get their soothers and, you know, needles. I don't know. I tried to connect with those people. I haven't been successful. We don't speak the same language. And, you know, when you're coming from an integrative, functional sort of prevention, like the whole mindset of these people, they're not on side. They don't seem to understand what our industry is and what it represents. But then again, who does, Jason? I mean, how big is our industry when you look at the size of McDonald's and Pizza Hut, you know, and the people that are buying that crap, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Even look back to the 80s, what it was like, our industry, compared to when you go to the health food shows now. It's for me, it's night and day difference. The amount of products, the different things that are available, it's becoming an industry that's a rapid changer. But then you see a lot of also international companies making their way into the country. I think it's just really interesting what's happened. I can't I can't see exactly what's happening. And what you said about them not knowing the industry, well, a lot of the NHPD people that are doing the that are going over the applications are hired straight out of university biology type courses and things like that.
Yes.
So they don't really understand the products at all. So it's not really their fault. They're hiring people. It's been an uphill battle for them as well. For some reason, our company seems to be getting NPNs on products, different mushroom products, things like that. And if other companies come and talk to us, they're not getting NPNs on the same products. I don't know why that's happening. For some reason, they're starting to give us NPNs. So sometimes I feel like I should keep my mouth shut and see what happens.
Well, obviously, you're just greasing the right people.
I don't know. Exactly. And our production manager who talks to them doesn't get angry with them. A lot of them, I think, are inundated and they feel overwhelmed at the NHPD. And I think our guys in production and quality control, they know that, so they don't try to give them too much of a hard time. Just work with it. Maybe that's it. I really don't know. You don't know when you're going to get things or not. And that's why you wait for a long time to be able to advertise, and then they try to really limit what you can still say, even when you have the NPN, which makes it hard for the consumer. And that's where shows like you're doing right now and people like you talking to the public is such a help. And then people in the store, such a help. I mean, they're the ones that are promoting, as you know, they're the ones that are promoting all these products, because really you can't say a lot about your product even when you have an NPN. So we rely on people in gyms and stores and natural doctors and that to talk about the products and spread the word that way. And that's where recovery really made it, was word of mouth, the results. So we thank everybody for that, definitely.
And at the end of the day, it's about the product, isn't it? It either works or it doesn't.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you can't trick an animal. That's where we have a different avenue. Our vet sector is just as big as the human sector. And if the animal gets a result, you can't trick an animal. There's no placebo.
Yeah, that's a very good point and a great example. Now, let's look at another one of your products. I love adaptogens and mushrooms. And one of my teachers, Terry Willard, has a lot to say about shiitake and cordyceps and things. And so I'm looking at this product, Immune 7. Maybe you can give us a bit of a rendition on that and talk about how taking that product might be of benefit.
I can't talk about a lot of what Immune 7 is for. It's for really serious immune type disorders, and I can only let the imagination fly there. What I can say is that Immune 7, just using it in smaller doses preventatively, is when you're traveling or where you're working out really hard and you have a tendency to get sick, either afterward or during, this is where Immune 7, the mushrooms combined with the Nutricol in the recovery, can really act, like you said, as serious adaptogen. And much more than that, it keeps the energy level up, and the blood sugar regulated, and it keeps your mucosal membranes in your gastrointestinal tract, which tend to, like I said, degrade when they need glutamine stores. It keeps them up. So it keeps things out of your body. And what I like to think, analogy would be, if you can think of all your mucosal membranes in your gastrointestinal tract, your respiratory tract, genitourinary tract, if you think of that inner lining as a moat around a castle that keeps out the invaders, that's the ideal way to treat your immune system, is to keep things out so you don't have to get active. So that's what the Immune 7 does, is the Nutricol acts to help keep things out. However, if you're really stressed and working out hard, which a lot of athletes, of course, are, things are going to get in. Then what you want to do is make sure your immune system reacts much more like a sharpshooter that just picks things off with minimal energy, rather than what I used to say as a five-year-old with a machine gun. And that typically you can see when you get sick. That's what it feels like, is your whole head hurts and a lot of swelling, things like that. Is that's when that five-year-old with a machine gun, because your immune system's overwhelmed by things getting in. So you have two aspects to Immune 7. One, keeping things out. Two, when they do get in, to basically amplify and regulate your entire immune system so that the signals that are sent, the SOS signals, are strong and focused, and also the receiver, or the Coast Guard basically, is receiving the signal really strong and knows exactly where to go, pinpoints, focuses, rather than just blanket shooting all over the body. So it keeps the immune response focused, shortened, and really dynamic. And that's what basically we do. The way we produce the mushrooms and the way we grind the mushrooms to really tiny sizes really goes above and beyond what the entire typical mushroom industry does, because they're mostly produced in Asia for extracts that they inject. Ours are produced to be taken orally to get the same kind of absorptive ability and not have to sacrifice all of the synergistic compounds found in the mushroom, like they have to with the injections, because you can't inject a whole mushroom, otherwise your immune system would attack it. So the mushrooms are really produced in a way that makes them a whole food with trace minerals and everything in the mix, not just rice starch or wood. And but the levels of active ingredient are really high because we actually have the mushrooms fully matured over many weeks to months instead of a few weeks. And then, like I say, we grind them, get them ground down. It's called micronizing, down to the size of red blood cells. It increases the absorption 5 to 10 times, and you really notice a difference when you micronize versus the regular product. We know even from our own single mushrooms like cordyceps and reishi, it's night and day difference on people that are taking it.
Yeah, and of course, Immune 7 could be combined with recovery, no problem, I would imagine.
Absolutely. Especially if there's a lot of stress going on in your life, those two are very good together.
Yeah, I can't relate to that, man. I got no stress at all. Don't even know what you're talking about.
All right. Excellent.
Yeah, right. If you're alive, it's called stress. I write a lot about that. I mean, stress is something that you can never circumnavigate around. It's just if you exist, there's the force of entropy is working on you.
That's right.
And I think that these products are just designed. Obviously, you're a brilliant technician. You know your stuff. You've done the research. You've got a great origin and a commitment. That's what I love. I like tenacity. Michael said I was like a badger. And I said, what do you mean? Yeah. He said, well, you're the kind of guy that won't stop. You won't give up. You'll keep plodding and pushing and no matter what. And that's what brought us together, I think, originally, because when I met him for the first time after reading Optimum Sports Nutrition, I went to one of his clinics down in San Diego. And at that time, Bill Phillips was very strong, you know, EAS.
Yes, yeah. Yeah,
and what a story that was. And he'd come out with this new product called HMB.
Yep.
And Colgan is a guy that's into science and evidence. And at that time, there was not a lot of evidence, but there was a little bit. And he wasn't giving it the thumbs up. And we're in this class, and a lot of these guys were Colgan worshipers. And I was just trying to determine whether this guy, because I didn't know Colgan, had any integrity or not. Because that's the first thing I need to know is if the person who writes the books and does the stuff has any real integrity. So he made a negative comment more or less about HMB, and I stood up and I said, that's not true. I said, I don't accept that. I said, I'm using this stuff and it's fantastic. And well, everyone looked at me like, who the hell is this guy standing up and refuting Colgan? Well, Colgan fell in love with me from that moment.
That's
and it
right,
seems
yeah.
as if when you stand up with some authority and confidence, even if you're right or wrong, it doesn't matter. At least
Absolutely.
You're not a coward. You got a spine, you know. Yeah. And I sense that in this product and in you and in your company. You guys have spine. You have grit.
Yeah, it had to be that way.
Yeah, exactly. Anybody that's successful that has held on to their integrity and who has not compromised and sold out, that means a lot
Absolutely.
To CHI. It means a lot to us, and I really want to commend you for that. Yeah, thank you. And you were there at our conference, and you made an impact, and a lot of people afterwards, our students, said, what do you think about this product recovery and stuff? And I said, well, it speaks for itself. And you know, again, that's where the rubber hits the road. It's in the reality of the application of the process. So everyone out there listening, I really strongly recommend that you get to the website, have a look, check it out, get to the store, talk to people about this. If you're a trainer, recommend it to your clients and get on it yourself. I know it's really helping Tracy and I. Jason, our time is gone. I want to thank you so much for participating as my special expert guest on this month's edition of SNU. I'd like to give you an opportunity to share whatever insight you have on your mind at this time, something to motivate us, something philosophical, something that you think is important.
Yeah, and I'd just say, like you said, it's just keep at it. Just keep at it and try to cooperate as much as you can. Don't burn any bridges, and things can really start to open up for you, definitely.
That's excellent. Jason Watkin has been my special expert guest. He's a brilliant technician, formulator, knows his stuff. Learn about these products produced by Purica. And I guess they can phone the company, Jason, and you've got people
Absolutely.
There that can answer questions.
Yeah, there's a toll-free number, the 877-746-9397. And the interesting thing, a lot of people there have been dealing with medical doctors and veterinarians and that type of question for many years, so you get really good advice in the office.
And, of course, the website is Purica, purica.com. Jason, we thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Corey.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Representing lifestyle. New way of life. Listen. It's SNU. Sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight. Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life. Live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHawley.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see a change in heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.